It is Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and I saw something in the news, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it. It says, here's the headline, stink bugs coming to Illinois, how to keep them out of your home. So we go to the experts, Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've heard you on Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg, and I was just talking to Dave Ennett about Rose Pest Solutions because I had a mouse problem many, many, many years ago, and I called Rose Pest Solutions, and I've never had a mouse problem again. And Dave, you had the same thing, too. Didn't you have mice problems?
I did briefly, and Rose came and took care of them.
Unbelievable. And
I love that.
My guy Gary, my bug guy Gary, comes to my house quarterly, and I have been a customer forever and ever, so I thought, let's go to the experts. These stink bugs, Janelle, they don't really stink to me. Is my sense of taste and smell gone? What's up with the stink bugs?
Maybe you just haven't gotten that close to them. They're like the skunks of the insect world. If they feel threatened, they emit this putrid funk out of their rear ends. And it's a pheromone-based scent, and other stink bugs love it. And that's how other stink bugs are attracted to where the one that's emitting the stink is at. So it's kind of goofy, but they only emit that if they feel threatened. So if you go to smash one, then that's typically when you'll smell it.
Yeah, because I do kill them. I try to take bugs outside as best I can. There is this ginormous spider in our front light on our porch, and I can't remember. The orb weaver, I think that's what it is. I looked online, and they make these beautiful ornate webs. I'm a bit of a bug fan, Dave. You're looking at me like...
No, it's just a beautiful ornate web.
It is gorgeous, but the spider is like a behemoth, and I'm worried it's going to jump on my head when I'm walking in the house. But then everybody says leave it there because they eat mosquitoes and other bugs and stuff.
Well, the reason it's there, and it is spider season, go figure, right in time for Halloween, right? Natural Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
But the only reason you'll have spiders hanging out there is because other bugs are hanging out there. So if you think about it, like, they build their webs near lights because that's where moths and flies and mosquitoes tend to gravitate. So it's an easy meal for them. But, yeah, they're really just doing their thing. And this time of year, the spiders are in full force. They are very well fed. So if they hang upside down in the web, that's an orb weaver. That's a garden spider. They're harmless. But if you're creeped out by it, by all means, give her to the web. And we can actually do something for that, too, to prevent spiders from building webs on the outside of the house.
I will bring that up with Gary when he comes by. Now, do spiders eat the stink bugs?
No.
Darn it.
I think the stink bugs are too stinky for anything to eat them.
Well, that is crazy. All right, so they're shaped like a little shield. It almost looks like a little shield. If you've seen one, you've noticed them. And it says the headline in Patch is stink bugs coming to Illinois. Haven't they always been here? Are they worse than ever this year?
They're bad this year, but they haven't always been here. They were introduced, they came from a different country and introduced a few years back, and they're a crop pest. So this time of year, when all the farmers are harvesting their crops, the cornfields are, you know, getting cleared out, there's displacement happening. These bugs naturally live in corn husks. And so when you remove their habitat, they have nowhere to go. And so that's why this time of year they flock towards residential structures, because that's the closest thing to farm fields a lot of time.
And what's going on with these lantern flies? I know that SNL did a bit about them, and I know that they're beautiful. They're so pretty.
Yes, they are, but that's another invasive species. So same thing as the stink bugs or box elder bugs or Asian beetles. They're all invasive species. They're not native. They're not supposed to be here in the first place. But they destroy crops. And so all of those pests, you know, they say if you find them, kill them because we don't want them to destroy our food supply. But it's something that we deal with in waves. It's like every few years there's a new invasive species that's introduced somehow, some way, and we have to deal with the effects of them. As far as the stink bugs go, the best way to prevent those from getting in is now you put an exterior barrier on the outside of your house, and that's going to prevent them from crawling up underneath the siding. It'll prevent them from getting in nooks and crannies around windows and doors. Get some fresh weather stripping on your doors and under the garage door, too. That'll help keep mice out, as we all know. Things like that, buttoning up the outside of the house will really prepare you for all of these overwintering pests. And we'll block them out before they even get inside the structure. That's the goal.
Well, that is good advice. And that's why I get quarterly service from Rose Pest Solutions. Because then I don't, you know, I'm not really good with getting the weather stripping there, so they handle it. The cicadas and locusts, listen, I've been hearing them at night, and I know we're not in the year yet. Do you know when the year is that the brood is coming to life? Is that 2024, I think?
I thought we just had the big 17-year one, but cicadas, there's so many species of them, and they're always, every summer they're here. It's just not the 17-year one, but they're still there.
Well, they don't bother me.
And this is like, yeah, they're harmless. Birds eat them. You know, it's good for the food chain, but those are going to be going away pretty soon as we dip into these cold temps. Things are going to be driving themselves into the ground deeper where it's warm. They're going to try to be getting into structures, which is why we're talking about buttoning things up on the outside. I was actually walking around Evanston last night, and all the shops were closed for the day, and I saw a little rat trying to get into one of these shops. They were like, oh, these lights are inviting. And a woman on the street was like, no, that's a mouse, right? I'm like, no, it's a rat. And she was like, don't tell me that.
Well, I mean, come on. They're out there for sure. And Rose Pest Solutions can help you out. Janelle Iacino, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You as well. We'll button up our homes.